and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with let me turn the mic. Who is it in the studio that keeps turning these headphones up? I blast myself out every day. Not a good way to start a program. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 30th day of August, 2005. And I've got... Okay. I have an announcement to make today. There's somebody that you may be familiar with. I've known this guy for a number of years. Jeffrey Bennett, he'll be joining us here in a couple of minutes. Folks, it's getting down to crunch time, is it not? I was just reading some fascinating information about oil prices and fixing and speculation and so on and so forth. Try this one on for size. Behind the speculative movements that showed oil prices at an all-time high of $70 a barrel are big oil companies, according to experts quoted in the Turkish newspaper Zaman. The aim of the speculators is to make $60 to $70 seem normal, the paper said. The production cost is about $10 a barrel. It quotes an economics professor saying this. The sales price can be almost $35 to $40 a barrel. The rest of the cost is attributed to outrageous profits from big oil. Is George Bush going to say anything about this? No, he spent a lot of time with his failed oil businesses. The fix is in. He's in people's back pockets. Don't look for anything to happen. And what are they going to wait for? Folks, imagine this. And there are parts of the country now that are paying well over $3 for a gallon of regular gasoline. Is that going to go up even more? Well, according to the experts, Hurricane Katrina is going to push prices maybe another 15 to 20 cents more per gallon. At this rate, ladies and gentlemen, think of this, because this is in the realm of possibility, paying $5 a gallon for regular gasoline. That means if you have a car that's got a 20-gallon gas tank, that's right, you just plop down $100 to drive your car for maybe a week, depending on how long you have to travel. Commuters out there, I know you're not happy. Well, it's a scam again, and we, the recipients of that, the American people, are left flailing in the trough by ourselves because we have nobody in government that's looking out for our benefit. They're only looking out for their taskmasters and the people that own them. They're looking out for their benefit. Well, after all, they're brokers of power themselves, so power begets power and money. We'll take the break here coming up in a few seconds. Be back on the other side with Jeff Bennett, that just joined the team of Republic Trading Group, guy that knows the gold and silver business inside and out. And I guess don't look to call this guy and have him try to sell you a $20,000 coin. Although he does know the collectibles, and for the collectible people out there, this is one of the best guys to go with because he knows the markets rather well. But for the rest of us, yeah, we just want the mostest for the leastest. We'll be right back with Mr. Bennett.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me see. We have a country here that through NAFTA back in the early 90s, we've lost millions of jobs. We've watched company after company move to Mexico and China. We have seen the industrial job base in this country eroded to an alarming level. We have runaway spending still in this country. Of course, the politicians got to keep paying out the favors for those constituents who keep voting them back in because, well, politically speaking, one hand washes the other. We have an out-of-control, irresponsible financial situation in this country that nobody seems to want to address. Oil prices skyrocketing out of sight, all on top of an economy that is precarious at best. So the question is, what proverbial shoe are you waiting to hear hit the floor? Well, to shed some light on that situation, I have with me this afternoon Mr. Jeffrey Bennett. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm alive and kicking. Two things. You were commenting earlier about this whole oil situation. Some years ago, you and I were in Greensboro, Pennsylvania together at an expo years ago.
I remember it.
And not too far from there is a little town called Scottsdale, not to be confused with Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale, the gasoline jumped 10 cents a gallon up there this morning. You know, yesterday we get all the reports about Katrina and, oh, gee, there's, you know, Louisiana's got this, the nation's largest imported dock or port for bringing oil in from out of the country. And they scared us with all these little potential problems of, gee, there might be cracks, there might be leaks, we're shutting this, that, and the other thing down to prevent anything disastrous from happening. But instantaneously, fuel prices begin to jump overnight around the country. And it's like they're looking for any excuse to keep driving it up. And somebody said to me this morning, well, once it hits 3 or 3 1/4 a gallon, the entire economy of this country is going to falter. I'm not sure about falter. I you know, it's not going to fall flat at its face because you've got the wizardry of an Alan Green scam continuing to pump oil of his own brand, so to speak, John. And the thing that I find interesting is that the higher the oil prices go, what happens is the value of everybody's big SUVs, the Navigators and Expeditions, etc., they begin to tank. People get scared to death. So what do? They run right out to their local car dealer. They dump the big SUV to buy some little horribly overpriced, a fuel-efficient little a Honda, a Toyota, you know, an import, of course, and never realizing that the amount of money they're losing on the big vehicle would buy one heck of a lot of gas. But, you know, we're going to see the influx of cash going back into a certain segment of the automobile market. Those who want to buy an SUV, I guess they're going to make out like bandits. Those who don't, don't. The second reason that they're going to continue to keep propping things up is this thing that I continue to report on my website and things that we continue to hear about, John, and that's this big so-called real estate and housing bubble. In my estimation, it's the only thing keeping this economy afloat, period.
And Jeff, we have seen up and downs in this economy. You and I have known each other for, what, going on 15 years?
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot. I mean, we've been through the Y2K issues. We've seen gas crunches before. We've seen the phony oil embargoes of the Arab oil embargoes of the 70s, where they were literally holding ships and barges out at sea, not allowing them to come into the facilities for the cracking. We've seen it all. And
absolutely.
I have yet to really... And this is a tough thing for a talk show host to say, but things are so convoluted and so screwed up there. I have yet to wrap my little mind around this. The only thing that we do know is that the economists kept telling us, and this is why I believe the medias are on this right now about the housing and reassuring people. I just read the Austin Un-American Statesman the other day, right on the business page. Oh, home sales are still robust here in Central Texas. Well, this is just not true. The houses out there, the used housing market is not doing as well because interest rates are still relatively low. What would you rather live in, a used house or go buy a new house? Well, that's one of the factors keeping the new housing market up. But they all agree one thing. Once that housing thing pops, they consider that to be the caboose of the train going over the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Done and over with.
That's right. It's frustrating. As you said, you and I have known each other 12, 15 years, whatever. And I actually basically left the airwaves after 10 years with my program some months ago for a combination of reasons. Interestingly enough, dealing with this very issue, which was real estate, you had been at my old home in Phoenix some years ago, and we sold that home a little over 2 years ago. And it made what we felt to be was a pretty hefty profit. Subsequently moved to the southwestern segment or sector of the Phoenix area and bought a home that at the time was about 6-7 years old, somewhere in that area, about the same square footage as what we had, literally a mountain at our back door. And although there was a block wall and there was a street on the other side of that wall, it was very lightly traveled. And so we had this huge, massive lot, you know, a nice pool, the waterfalls, the whole nine yards. And my wife and I move in there together, and I'm saying, why did we buy a house this big? This was never our intention to begin with. And because of my work and the things going on, we never did a thing in the house, never lifted a paintbrush or roller, never finished decorating, never did squat. I worked my buns off 12, 18 hours a day. And for a combination of reasons, we decided that there was a need financially to sell the home earlier this year. We lived in the home for less than 2 years, John, and made $198,000 profit. Now, I'm sorry. It is what I call a paper mache home. You've got them down in Texas as well.
Oh, sure.
It's made out of 2x4s, styrofoam, chicken wire, and this spray stuff they call stucco that I call paper mache. Because if you really want to tie one on and you get angry, you could stick your fist through the side of the wall.
Absolutely.
You'd tear your hand up, but you could do it.
Sure.
So we sold the place, and I had spent months, I mean, really studying the real estate market. Part of it is we were living a little too far away from our grandchildren. We wanted to live closer to them. We found what I thought was an exquisite home 5 minutes away from the kids. We paid a lot less for it than the one we sold. Not worried about capital gains for one reason or another. We've got it all covered. And we bought the place because I believe the house was horribly, horribly undervalued. And we closed on this house in June on the 29th at $320,000. And the house is going back on the market in October for about $395,000. And it's insanity. And, you know, this is not the only part of the country. I was listening to a program on television the other night. I don't know if it was Lou Dobbs or what it was, but this is not the only – not just is this the only part of the country. It's not the only part of the country it's happening in. It's happening in Texas. My mother, my two brothers live there. I know what's happened to real estate values there. It's happening in the Northeast, believe it or not. California, of course, we know is absolute stupidly insane. I'm aware of an 1,100-square-foot home in Los Angeles that 6 months ago, no view of the ocean, no mountain views, a smog-infested dump that was falling apart, sold for $1.1 million.
1,100 square feet in any town USA would be considered a bungalow.
Exactly. Well, you know, California, they like the term bungalow. It sounds romantic and cute. But for $1.1 million, now anybody buying that place would, number one, tear it down and rebuild what they want on it. That's the typical situation. But, you know, here I sit, we've moved into this house, and we're putting it back on the market for about $75,000, $80,000 more than we paid for it. And
where is all this speculation? Because they're doing this in Florida right now. My wife has, what, relatives down there. And because of the last couple of years and all the hurricanes, the building business has been real good down there.
Sure it has.
Land speculation has been outstanding.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's the key word, speculation. And these things upset me. You know, I would have thought, because we're already hearing it, we're not going to rebuild. We're getting out of here. We've had enough of this. We've lived through 3-4 hurricanes, except that somebody buys the land.
That's right.
And maybe at fire sale prices. Maybe there's not enough insurance to cover the loss, and so the people are wound left upside down. And yet all these people are saying that. You wait and see. They're going to be rebuilding in Biloxi and Jacksonville and down in Florida and that whole area down there. And son of a gun, it's all the Oy Vey crowd coming out of Skokie, Illinois, that's running down there. Oh, what a bargain we can make.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And the problem is, down there, it'll begin the cycle all over again. The people are going to buy this devastating land. They're going to start building. The building trade's going to be up. The plywood costs, of course, everything are going to be up. And so, you know, here we sit once again. Because I heard you talking earlier about NAFTA, et cetera, and all the companies that have moved to China and Indonesia and Mexico, and it goes on and on and on. And yet, where's the American worker making a living? Where does the American worker have an opportunity to make a living in this country today?
Well, you're in an area of the country right now, Jeff, that, I have the answer for that. You've got to beat off illegals to get that low-paying job.
I have a friend who spent 30 years in floor covering, tile and carpeting. He says he can't even afford to work now. There was a time he was making, you know, with benefits and everything, $25 to $30 an hour. He said he's lucky he has to take a job for $8 to $9 an hour now.
Isn't that amazing? The dollar is dropping. The earning power of everybody is dropping, yet the prices are still going out of sight.
Somebody's simple, folks, 40% loss in the value of the dollar since George Bush took office. It means if you had 10 grand the day Bush took office, today it's only worth $6,000.
We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We have been telling people in the future, in the foreseeable future, there are going to be hard economic times in this country. I am, as I stated earlier, Jeff, I am in total amazement. I am watching the situation, and everybody waits for that other proverbial shoe to hit the floor. And it's in motion, and it's going to hit the floor, and it's going to hit it soon. For the life of me, I do not know what is propping this economy up. I aside from the speculation, the last speculative bubble in this country, that being the real estate market, and as I said, most economists agree, once the housing market goes, that's why the media is paying so much attention to it right now, once that goes, it's all going. If you take a look at where we're at right now, the national debt is approaching $8 trillion. Well, that's just the publicly held part of that debt for all the giveaway programs, everything else. The government has been spending money hand over fist. I mean, we're able to launch wars halfway around the planet, spend billions of dollars doing so, but yet we can't seem to protect our own borders here. And don't worry, though, Jeff. Mr. Chertoff for the Homeland Security says that we're going to work on that problem next year. We're going to put 1,000 more border agents on the border.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you can put 1,000,000 border agents on the border, John, and that doesn't resolve the problem. The resolvent is the laxity in enforcement of the laws that are on the books.
It's still a felony to come in this country, right? If you're an illegal, it's still a felony.
Well, it is, but unfortunately, they don't treat it that way any longer. Listeners, those who have internet access, care to, if you don't mind the plug, go to the Federal Observer. Probably in the last 6-8 months, I would say 60-70% of all the columns and the editorials that we've had posted on our website deal almost specifically with the illegal invasion of America. There's a series that I decided to open back up, a 12-part series written by one of my writers, Sandra Miller, who talks about all the various, quote, illegal immigration scams. That's the first word. They're not illegal immigrants. An immigrant, by definition, is someone who came here illegally. These are illegal aliens. They are thieves. They are murderers. They're lawbreakers just by the way they came into the country. I'm not talking just about Mexicans. Don't misunderstand. There's two pieces we just posted today about a Korean prostitution ring of illegals that had been busted in this country. The grand jury was called up today to deal with this issue. The indictments have been handed down. You brought up earlier the business about the proverbial shoe. When does the other shoe drop? The problem is the other shoe is embedded so far up our posterior that there's not enough wiggle room for that thing to fall out and drop because of the way that they've continued to manipulate all of this stuff. It's all, you know, we've all heard the terms fiat money, and it's all make-believe, and it's, you know, the old Wizard of Oz, don't listen to that man behind the curtain. The problem is everybody in this country does listen to the man behind the curtain, and they're continuing to fall for the BS. They know their money's not going as far at the grocery store. They certainly know it's not going as far to fill the gas tank. Their money's not even going far enough to buy a decent home. Out here, the average mechanic and little secretary wife can no longer afford a home. And, of course, it has been a buyer's market in real estate for so long in Phoenix that the rental rates have been down drastically. You've been able to rent apartments very cheaply. Now, because the housing values have gone up so much, that the landlords are jacking up the rent. These people are going to be all living out in the street. And what are we doing about it? You bring up the point. We're out there servicing and protecting the borders of dozens and dozens of nations around the world trying to give them democracy, give them a constitution. Well, Jay Leno said it right. Give them ours. Hell, we're not using it anymore.
That's right.
And this is insane. So how is this country going to make it? The Australian yesterday, Angie Carlson sent me a piece overnight, and the Australian had a whole piece about the financial condition of America has created a financial September 11th waiting to happen. And we've posted this entire column on the Federal Observer, and it is an amazing thing just to think about. You know, you don't have to believe everything that's there, but you the whole purpose of the Observer when we developed it a little over 4 years ago was not to be a news site. I don't try to compete with Newsmax or WorldNet Daily and news sites per se. It is a think site. It's a place to come and look at the alternative, much like what you and I have tried to do on the airwaves for all these years.
Sure.
To bring the alternative to the mainstream O'Reillys et cetera,
yes.
To get people to think on their own, to look outside the box of the little dog and pony show that's been getting crammed down our throat. And I think we've done a good job of it.
Well, when we get back out of the break, I want to talk about, and this is one of my favorite subjects, one of the reasons why we started Republic Trading Group, because I was tired of the ripoffs, the charlatans, and the people that once they got around gold, they acted as if, they weren't human anymore, and Well, you were less than human, even though that you were a customer. I want to talk about that when we get back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The main reason why we decided here at this network to do our own trading group, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a letter. Gentleman out of Albert, if you're listening today, I'm in receipt of your letter in San Antonio, Texas. We had a gold and silver trader that was sponsoring on this network. Turns out that Best Price Coins wasn't necessarily the best deal on the face of the planet. I had no way of knowing this. But that did it for me, Jeff. I've watched these gold and silver brokers, and they have phone rooms, folks. These are little high-pressure centers where they get on telephones and call you and try to sell you the planet.
Oh, yeah.
They'll try to sell you collectible coins when all you're really looking for is, what can I do to trade my phony reserve notes into something that's a little bit more viable and I know that won't lose value? It seems like an easy process, but you've been in this business for quite a few years. I think you told me today that you bought your first gold and silver at what age, 12?
I was 10 when I bought my first silver, and, you know, as long as I've been on the air, people who've listened to me, and actually I've got a chat room that's open, and some of my old standbys have kind of joined it, and And most of these guys have heard this story. I bought my first silver sitting in a bank in Mequonago, Wisconsin, with my grandfather, going through bags of old silver dollars, hand-picking the pieces we wanted. And I remember he said to me at that time, I said, well, why are we doing this? You know, he said, well, because the day is going to come where, just like Roosevelt did with gold and our money, we are going to wind up having the silver taken out of our money. In other words, the last real value. Well, my grandfather used to attend a lot of coin auctions. He was a collector, but he was also a preservationist as well, trying to preserve capital. And so at the age of 10, he began to, or 12, he began to introduce me to people. I began to buy a few small gold coins. Now, I wasn't a spoiled little rich kid, John. You know, back in the late 50s, early 60s, guys like you and I were shoveling snow. We'd cut grass in the summertime. Maybe we did some babysitting. This is how we made a few bucks.
Yep.
But we didn't have electronic Game Boys and all this junk to go out and spend $250 for a new Xbox and $60 for a new game and stand in line at midnight when they introduced the new game. We had nothing better to do with our money. And by this time, I began to learn about gold and silver coinage. The interesting thing is there were so few of the old U.S. $5 and $10 and $20 gold pieces available. Number one, the public was still scared to death to even bring them out, even though legally, as a collector, they could own them. And so you had to go looking for alternatives. And I began to buy a little British sovereign, a little French piece. You know, they weren't that expensive. Gold was $35, $40 an ounce at that time. And when you're dealing in fifth and quarter ounce increments, it just wasn't all that expensive to buy. And I've continued to follow that very same practice even now at the age of 57. So I've got some pretty strong years behind me with this, in addition to what I chose to do in the very early 90s, professionally speaking.
Well, and there was also you did something that really rocked the gold and silver traders' world. And you were the black sheep for many years. What you did was you introduced European gold. Now,
let's call it international, because right. Although European is the terminology most people think of, John, because, you know, there's a lot of British, there's a lot of French, there's some Belgian, there's Austrian, there's a lot of Italian available. And I had a client years ago that I built a portfolio of about $250,000, but we very carefully selected and got different dates and different mint marks. And you know, these were not certified pieces. He was looking for something that gave the appearance of being a collection, and that's how we built it, because that's the only way you'll ever avoid a gold grab in the future, is to make sure that you have it in the form of a collection. And yet we have found, over the years, we've found some exquisite pieces from South America, much tougher to come by, but they are out there. And it's amazing how many of the South American pieces were actually struck in the U.S. Mint for those countries. And Uruguayan pieces, I know you've seen, to come across Argentinians, some pieces from Peru, from Brazil. Very interesting stuff to do. I have a marvelous collection of Tsarist gold from Russia we've been able to put together for clients over the years.
Well, and this was something that the other gold and silver traders didn't like. Why didn't they like it?
Well, going back into, I think we have to go back into the, very briefly, we can talk about 1933. Everybody knows about Roosevelt's gold grab and the phony confiscation he did. He basically put an executive order out that said, you've got until, you know, April the 5th or whatever of such and such a year, or May the 5th, I guess it was, of 33, where they had to turn their gold in or be in violation of government dictum and subject to 10 years in prison, $10,000 fine. There were exclusions to that, however, and those exclusions included personal jewelry and a coin collection. Roosevelt had to do that to satisfy the powers that be, because many of the legislators and the people who would help send Roosevelt to the White House were wealthy people, and most folks know that it's the kings and queens and the wealthy politicos that own the coin collections. They're the ones who basically can afford to own the very high-end pieces. So Roosevelt had to make that exclusion and put it in there. It was not until 1972, I believe, that Nixon decided to close the final window on gold. Now, what I mean by that is this. You and I could not physically go out and buy all the gold we wanted at that time. unless you could find an occasional collector's piece. However, all the other countries of the world could do something that no one in America could do. We could not go to the Federal Reserve Bank or a member bank, meaning your local bank, one or First American or whatever it was your bank is. We could not trade our gold certificates for gold. There was a point in time when our grandparents were alive, John, where a $20 bill and a $20 gold coin were worth exactly the same because the paper was backed 100% by gold. So by the time Nixon closed the window, de Gaulle and the French and the rest of the world could no longer steal our gold by coming up demanding, you know, paid to the bearer on demand. They could not bring $10 million or $50 million worth of greenbacks and demand gold. So Nixon actually did a good thing, but unfortunately it had a double-edged sword. It was going to begin to allow you and I, the U.S. citizen, to begin owning gold once again. That did not happen until 1974 when Gerald Ford signed the final paperwork to allow you and I to start buying gold again. Well, there were no St. Gaudens for sale. There were no liberties for sale. There just weren't enough of them here. So coin dealers at the time, big coin dealers, began to set up what I call post office operations in Zurich and other places in Europe to attempt to negotiate to buy old U.S. $20 gold pieces and bring them into this country to make available for the very first time. Long about, was 1980, we saw gold go to $850 an ounce. We saw silver go to a momentary blip at $75, but it basically settled at $50 an ounce, was its recognized high. But it took until about 1984 before we saw some of these, what you and I today would call common grade St. Gaudens, to peak at retail at about $1,500 a piece. That was the peak of those markets, and yet these unscrupulous dealers today are still talking about the previous high on the market, when it returns. If it ever gets to that point, it's because gold is going to be at, you know, $1,500, $1,600 an ounce. It's not going to happen because a common date 1924 Mint State 63 St. Gaudens is going to legitimately have a $1,500 value. They're, today, they're as common as the day is long. I'm not against them. I believe in owning them. But I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. That's where the problem came in. All these brokerage firms that came about, whether they're located in Phoenix or Scottsdale or St. Paul, Minnesota, or wherever they're located, they began to teach their brokers, and I don't use that term nicely. I think you could determine that.
Right.
They wanted to teach them that there are two coins in the world. There's a St. Gaudens and there's a Liberty. And by 1986, when PCGS began to certify, and a year later NGC came into business and began to certify, initially I think it was good. Today, I think that they've dropped their grading standards. That's a personal thing of my own. I can almost prove it, though. But that's besides the issue. The point was all these unscrupulous dealers came out of the woodworks. They didn't want to teach their brokers the entire spectrum of the gold and the silver coins that were available. They wanted to teach them to have blinders on. You talk to your clients about St. Gaudens and Liberty. I used to work for a very large brokerage firm in Phoenix, and the floor manager's motto was, "This isn't for buying, it's for selling." That was their attitude. It was nothing but a money gimmick to those people.
They could have been selling anything. They just happened to be selling gold.
Absolutely. And so after so many years of all these firms selling nothing but St. Gaudens and Liberties and maybe an occasional Indian gold coin, whether it was a, you know, a 2.5, a 5, a 10, whatever the case may be, I came along one day and said, "This is insanity." Most of the clientele that I have developed and been working with over the years, they're looking for not speculation, other than they're speculating the economy is going to falter in the future. They were not looking for the roll of the dice, gambling that a $1,500 coin might wind up being worth $5,000. They were more concerned that the dollar was only going to be worth 2 cents. They wanted security. They wanted to own more than enough gold that they could fall back on. 6,000 years of recorded history has proven that that never, ever, ever fails. The problem with a St. Gaudens and a Liberty, as beautiful as they are, and there's different reasons for owning them, they're an ounce. And if all you need is a couple of grocery bags full of food, how are you going to go find some local guy that'll determine how much change to give you?
Right.
And in what form is the change going to be?
Yeah.
So we wanted to be able to provide people small, fractional gold pieces. We didn't want to do it in the form of bullion. A bullion coin would today be considered a Canadian maple leaf, an American eagle. Even though the guys on late night TV are trying to tell you those are collectibles, they're not. They are not. They are a modern day bullion gold coin. They were never tied to the dollar. They were never minted for the purpose of circulation. Therefore, they have no historical value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we began to offer the international gold collections, because typically they were quarter and fifth ounce increments, and it was very typical for me to be able to take, oh, five MS-61 or 62 $20 Liberties of St. Gaudens in on trade, and where each one of them weighs just a hair under an ounce, John, we could actually increase their gold holdings by about 2 ounces for every five coins. Now, I've not done a comparison on that for quite a while, so I ask our listeners not to hold us to that, because we've got to, you know, do some comparisons and take a look at cost factors. But it's pretty realistic. So people were able to get greater volume, greater diversity, without being bent over and laid away. That's what the industry hated. Even people that I worked with at that time hated it.
Well, and you told me the story on that one. You know, there are gold companies out there, and, you know, you've seen the ads on TV. There's one gold trader in California. I just saw his ads recently on television, and I thought to myself, gee, I know how he can afford those ads on television, because any deal that he does, it's between 32 and 40% markup, profit off of every coin, every deal that you do. They'll
mm-hmm.
tell you to hang on to your investment. You know, it'll pay you back in 4 or 5 years. That's because they took you to the cleaners at the outset. And let me just reiterate this to the folks out there. Jeff, you have seen them all. I have seen enough to know that I don't want to deal with somebody on the telephone sounding real nice and real upbeat and real positive while all the time they're planning and scamming on how to empty all the money out of your pocket that they possibly can. And then have the gall to call you back in a couple of 3 weeks with the newest deal. I am tired of that. We've got an ad here in American Free Press, and we're going to continue running these ads. Here's what the ad says, folks. Our pledge to you, our gold prices are the lowest. Our customer service is unequaled. Our delivery is prompt and dependable, and we even offer 24-hour delivery service. Now that's by way of wire transfer. Obviously, if you send a check or whatever in, that's going to take time to process.
That's right.
But here's the point. This is not rocket science, Mr. Bennett. We've got people. We've got a commodity out there. We know how to deal in that commodity. We know how to sanely take a minimal profit off of that and turn that profit into, well, dollars. That's right. Convert them back into the funny money system, because that's how the rest of the planet here works. But this is for the network itself and to expand this network. And I was tired of dealing with people taking their advertising dollars, not knowing what they're doing, how they're treating their customers. That's why we decided to bring this into house. I mean, it is the only way. I didn't want to do this because I know a little bit about the gold and silver business, enough to be dangerous. I've dealt with a lot of brokers, and I have the information that just about anybody out there has access to. I understand as much as the common man on the street understands about gold and silver. And I kept depending on people that had years of experience, but they also had years of experience of doing something else.
Years of greed.
There you go. That's
and,
exactly
you know,
it.
Let me share a couple things with you. There is one of the things that I've learned over the years, and I was very adamant about this with my own company for a lot of years, is that I believe that our listeners and our client or potential client's privacy and security is paramount. And John, that is something both you and I have lived by for as long as we've known each other. We are very quiet and private about our own dealings, our own things, our own lives. for I think reasons that I would hope our listeners understand because of the situation we've put ourselves in. In some cases, the more private we are, the better things are. But one of the key giveaways is when you call in on many of these programs that these characters run. I don't care where it is, if it's on shortwave, if it's on the late night TV stuff, if it's on some other alternative method. And the first thing is your so-called broker has decided to designate himself as your new best friend. And, of course, all the questions he's going to ask you has your safety, your security in mind, your well-being in mind, which, to be honest with you, John, is the absolute furthest thing from that broker's mind. The more he can find out about the prospective client, how much money they've got, where it's invested, how much have you got in stocks, what about your IRA, your 401s, how much value or equity do you have in your home, the moment questions like this come out, I promise you, it is not for your benefit, even though they will sell you a whole bill of goods as to why it is. It's to find out as much as they can about you, the prospective client, so they can determine how much of it they can take away from you. And, John, you and I have dealt with these kind of brokers for years. Many of them are still on the airwaves right now.
Jeff, I hearken back to the day, and without mentioning names here, if I were to rattle off the laundry list of names that, originally when I met you out in Arizona.
Right.
I mean, that's been a few years down the road, and every one of those people that I'd seen in the future and until recently, they've got one mode of operation and one mode of operation only. They cannot think on the fly. They're not real inventive type of people. They just do what they do, and they keep grinding it out day after day. But the thing that really bothered me about this, because I kept asking the questions, even the people that we buy our gold from, and these are very, very top-notch people. They've got operations here in the United States and also in Europe. Top of the top. I mean, you can't get much better than these guys out there. I'd ask these people the question, because they're dealing with all the gold and silver brokers out there in America. I ask them, what is the deal with these people? What happens to even what I would consider maybe to be a decent person? Once they get into the realm of gold and silver trading, something happens to them. And for the life of me, I ask him, I said, why? He said, I don't know. I told him, I said, you know, when I was in Michigan, I used to deal with 75 different car dealerships, and I knew every one of those managers. And I said, and you know what? I used to think these guys were bad, but now that I ran into the gold and silver crowd, I would welcome these guys would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. I'd much rather deal with them because they were better than the gold and silver guys.
Yeah, for years it kind of vacillated back and forth as to who was the biggest whore, the insurance salesman or the used car salesman.
There you go.
Today, it's in most instances, it's the gold broker. And, I may be up late watching TV at night, which is about the only time I can do it. I'm too busy throughout the day to waste my time. I rarely even have the news on during the day anymore. But when you turn it on and, you know, the coin vault, the gold show, the coin show, it puts most of these guys peddling gold and silver on the radio to shame. These guys are outrageous with their claims, and I mean they're charging twice as much as what any of those coins are worth.
But they're selling the sizzle.
But you know why? Because the average American is buying the sizzle. They're not, you know, they're getting the steak, but unfortunately it's a pretty tough steak by the time they're getting it.
and what they do get poundage-wise, forget it. It doesn't translate. Well, look, we know what's going on with the economy. We've been telling people, and I in particular have been telling people for at least 10 years, you know, put off buying that boat this year or put off taking that expensive vacation this year. Take that money that you were going to spend on whatever, and take a serious look at buying gold. Do that because we know where this is going. The biggest houses in America are saying the same thing. We're going to see gold by the end of the year. I don't think this is any doubt in anybody's mind. I think that's going to start moving off of that. I think we had a high of $450 on gold, and then it dropped, and it was kept artificially low. nobody's arguing the point that we're going to see at least $500 by the end of the year. And next year, with what we've been seeing with the economy, what we've been seeing with oil prices that are not going to hit the consumer until next year, we very well, and this is now, I'm not hyping just to get this guy's phone ringing here. I am telling you the truth, folks. I've been trying to do this for 10 years, that next year, this economy is going to go right into the dumpster because those oil prices you're seeing right now are not going to be reflected in true prices for another 4 to 6 months on the market. That puts us into next year along with the jobless rate. The artificial speculative bubble on the real estate will pop.
That's right.
And when that happens, Jeff, you've heard the speculation on gold. You've heard it. We've actually seen a sampling of this. Remember back in the late 70s when they boosted the interest rates up to what, 20%? What did
and
we
of
see?
Course, that's the one thing they are managing to hold down, and I think because they're afraid of that very issue. They've got to continue to keep conning people into the paper markets, into the stocks, into the bonds. You know, late last night on the Internet, here's a whole thing about Home Depot. Home Depot's stock is skyrocketing yesterday and today on speculation that they're going to be one of the biggest suppliers of rebuilding materials or remodeling materials for all these people that have been devastated by Katrina. And, so in the middle of the night you hear this stuff, and it's like, my God, they're just going to milk this for all they can.
All that they can.
You know, I mentioned before one of the breaks a while ago that When you look back to 4 years ago when Bush took office, let's just assume that the dollar was worth 100 cents. It wasn't, but let's just assume it was. It's lost some 40% of its buying power since then, and I don't know if this went out, but if you'd have had $10,000 sitting in the bank in 2001, the day Bush took office, you're paying taxes on what little interest you've been getting. That's a joke unto itself. But inflation has eroded away the value. This is an administration that tells us there is no recession, that there is no inflation, that this is a strong, growing, a vibrant economy.
A jobless recovery, remember?
And yet that $10,000 today is only worth $6,000. Now, tell me there's no inflation. Tell me this is a strong, vibrant economy. Foreclosures are up in real estate across the board in the country because of all this creative financing that's been taking place just to get people into homes to, quote, keep the economy moving along. And basically, one of the reasons we're selling this house is exactly that reason. I'm going to rent for about 6 months, and we're going to wind up buying a foreclosure. And save a chunk of money, and that's what people need to be doing. And Gary North, 2 days ago, we posted one of Gary North's columns on that very issue. That's what he and his wife have done. They bought a foreclosure that's been on the market for 6 months.
Well, and
they save oodles of bucks.
And I've told people before that when the economy goes into the dumpster, that is when that's a buyer's market. But here's the question. It may be a buyer's market, but the reason it's a buyer's market is because it is turned favorably to those that have the money.
That's right.
And what are you going to do? How are you going to buy a foreclosed house if you have no money? This is why I've been telling people.
Or if you have paper that's worth less.
It's worth way less.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got to take the break. Let me hold you over here past the top of the hour.
Fine for however long you want.
I appreciate that. I've got Colonel Joe Hart standing in the wings, and we'll pick him up at 5 after break next hour. Let me hold you over for a few minutes, and we'll wrap up with Jeffrey Bennett. He is the gold and silver person for Republic Trading Group, folks, and that number is 800-691-7898. You folks have been listening to me for a number of years. I think I've earned your trust. I am always looking for people that are going to do the absolute level best for you. The profits of any sale of any product or any service that we have, the retail price minus that profit goes right back into this network, folks. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Jeff Bennett.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.